Welcome to Splendid Speaking, speaking skills for advanced learners of English. This and other podcasts can be found at splendidspeaking.com.
Are you working in an industry or an academic area where you have to describe or interpret pictures or photographs? Perhaps you're doing an exam like CAE, Certificate in Advanced English, part of which asks you to describe a series of photographs. This podcast features an interview with Ekaterina from Bulgaria, who at the time of the interview was preparing for CAE. A reminder that transcripts of all recordings, including this one, are available to subscribers of our mailing list. You can sign up to the newsletter from www.splendidspeaking.com. Also, you can now download a weekly task from Splendid Speaking, which gives you the opportunity to carry out a similar exercise to the one in the featured interview. These new task sheets and grading criteria are available from www.splendidspeaking.com. In this task, Ekaterina had to speak for about 1 minute, commenting and reflecting on the collection of photographs she was given. These photographs are available from the Cambridge ESOL website in PDF format. A link to these photographs can be found in the transcript of this recording. Ekaterina was asked to speculate on the content of the photographs and not simply to describe them. As you listen, decide how well Ekaterina managed to keep to the time limit of 1 minute, and in particular, how successfully she speculated on how the people in the photographs were feeling. Finally, make a note of Ekaterina's use of English, which we'll look at in the feedback section. Let's listen to Ekaterina. It says, in this part of the test, I'm going to give you the chance to talk for about a minute on the pictures that are in front of you. They show people with photographs of the past. I'd like you to compare and contrast these pictures, saying what aspects of the past the photographs show and how the people might be feeling as they look back on the past. Don't forget you have about 1 minute for this, okay?
Okay.
Okay, would you like to start now?
Yeah. Okay, so these are two pictures showing people with photographs of the past, and they are actually different. They show different aspects of development. The first picture there is an old lady and her portrait of her yacht. She must feel proud of her, of herself, of what she's been doing. While the next picture, there is again a lady in her 50s maybe, and around her there are lots of, as far as I could see, a kind of a plate or again pictures from photographs of her yacht, and maybe she's been a star. While at the next photograph, there are several people, and they're looking at a kind of a mountain or a hill, and as far as I could see from the picture that is in the picture, maybe this hill has changed, and maybe these people feel in some way amazed by the the changes of time on the nature. All these three pictures have a lot in common because of the feelings that people express. For example, the woman, the star, the show star, feels in some way regrets that she isn't yet again, that she isn't young again, while the old lady is proud of herself.
First of all, a big thank you to Ekaterina for agreeing to be recorded. I'm sure she'd appreciate any comments you'd like to make on her talk on the Splendid Speaking website. Time for some feedback. Ekaterina did go over the 1 minute time limit a little, but did an excellent job of speculating on the scenes in the photographs. Did you notice the various ways in which she used language to speculate?
She must feel proud of herself, of what she's been doing. There is again a lady in her 50s, maybe. Maybe this queue has changed, and maybe these people feel in some way amazed by the you know, the changes of time on the nature. The show star feels in some way regrets that she isn't yet again, that she isn't young again, while the old lady is proud of herself.
In the main, Ekaterina's English was very accurate, but can you spot the mistakes in these extracts?
An old lady and her portrait of her yacht. An old lady and her portrait of her yacht. The next picture. The next picture. Well, at the next photograph. Well, at the next photograph. As far as I could see. You know, the changes of time on the nature. You know, the changes of time on the nature.
Here are the corrections. The first is a pronunciation error, which Ekaterina made a couple of times, but self-corrected later in the podcast.
An old lady and her portrait of her yacht.
It is, in fact, in her youth. Next.
About the next picture.
Not about the next picture, but better, as far as the next picture is concerned, or turning to the next picture.
Well, at the next photograph.
Not at the next photograph, but in the next photograph.
As far as I could see.
Not as far as I could see, but as far as I can see. Ekaterina was looking at the photographs at the time, so needs the present tense. And finally,
You know, the changes of time on the nature.
Not on the nature, but on nature. Okay, that's the end of this podcast. Come back soon for another episode from Splendid Speaking. Until next time, it's bye from me, Pete Travis. Do you feel you could do with a little more help to present yourself when using English? For example, in an advanced English exam, at a job interview, a networking event or a party? Do you want to make more of an impact when you have to speak at length in English? For example, when giving a formal presentation or making a spontaneous talk at work or at university? If so, then find out more about the exciting new product from Flojo called Splendid Speaking. Visit us at www.splendidspeaking.com.